Disculpe, por favor. Gracias.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I'd like to thank the members of the committee, and I thank the Secretariat for organizing the meeting and presenting us this valuable information. It helps understand the challenges, the progress on this very important issue for different regions. We know that prevention of torture will help us avoid any harm to additional persons and strengthen a rule of law and the trust of people in public institutions that are supposed to protect them. The national prevention mechanisms in the case of in Peru was related to the ratification 1978 of the Convention Against Torture, as well as the ratification of the optional protocol in 2006. This mechanisms is related to the human rights defender that carries out visits, assessment, educational function, and cooperation function. During 2024, the mechanism carried out 90 visits to different centers for the deprivation of liberty, including police precincts, prisons, divisions of investigations of serious crimes, and divisions of criminal investigations, both under the police authorities of Peru, as well as detention centers, psychiatric hospitals, centers for the detention of persons, military schools, police schools, among others. The mechanism also carried out 7 capacity building seminars addressing public officials on questions of torture. Also, in 2024, 2 programs related to oversight were carried out by the mechanism. The first one focused on the prevention of torture and ill treatment in units of detention under the authority of previous authorities that led to a report on the special conditions in place of detention related to highly complicated crimes from the point of view of preventing torture and other forms of ill treatment. The second oversight process that was carried out at the national level related to the evaluation of residential host centers and different the visits and interviews of children and adolescents. And currently the relevant report is being prepared. The mechanism is working together with human rights prosecutors related to the preparation of institutional documents that governs the work of prosecutors and specialists focused on human rights issues and intercultural issues in the face of, and they react in credible evidence of acts of torture. As part of the implementation process, this work was audited by the General Prosecutor's Office. Now I'd like to refer to the question of the liquidity crisis facing the SPT. Indeed, this creates difficulties for the organization of work and for the members of the committee. In this respect, my delegation will say that we are going to look into the possibility to make a voluntary contribution in order to overcome this crisis. Peru is carrying out voluntary contributions to different mechanisms for the prevention of torture. On an annual basis, we contribute funds to the Voluntary Fund for Assistance of Victims of Torture, and we of course make our regular contributions to the regular budget of the United Nations in a timely fashion. Thank you.